Housing is set to be a big economic driver in 2021 in the area. Grow Hayes Executive Director Doug Williams talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. Now, this is something we talk about pretty regularly, but it's housing in Ellis County. We've got some pretty big activity going on in the housing market here. You want to share with us the latest?
Well, sure. Thanks for having me today, James. And I know we do talk about housing an awful lot, but the reality is any economic development efforts and growing the community and attracting people to our community, whether they be workers, manufacturers, business owners, retirees, if there isn't housing available, nothing else really matters. So that's why we have such an emphasis on housing. And, if you look at some market statistics, I had some market statistics run for me yesterday. There's currently 50 homes available in Ellis County, total of 50. And of those, I believe there were 13 or 14 are over $400,000, leaving only about 36 homes that would be anywhere close to what we would consider the sweet spot for housing in Ellis County. And so we need probably a healthy market would be at least double that, but probably three times that. Wow. From the standpoint of what a healthy market like ours would represent. And so that's why we have such a strong emphasis on trying to deal with some of these housing issues. It's just kind of a baseline, and without it, you really can't get anything else done of any consequence.
Sure. You know, these houses that are for sale, the few that are for sale, are generally older here in Ellis County too, aren't they?
Well, sure. Our development that we're working on, Heart of America, who was good enough to put up money and develop this property to the east of the technical college, for homes in the 175 to 225 price range, they are sorely needed. And if you look in that price range on the current listings on the MLS, there are four homes in that price range, average year built 1972, the newest one built in 1976.
Wow.
So as you can imagine, these are old homes and in many cases may need some improvements and just not what we need to fill the demand that exists.
Yeah, for sure. But these housing developments are going to alleviate at least a little bit of that concern once they come up. You've got the one you mentioned over on Wheatland, but also in Ellis, there's a housing development project re-kicking off, I guess you might say?
Well, yeah. Two areas for new housing that could develop relatively quickly, and that's one of the challenges with housing. It doesn't happen overnight. The development on the east of the technical college there that the Heart of America is doing, there are 75 lots. We've got four contractors that are participating in that, and they're going to build four homes each over the next 18 months. And so that will help because that will provide housing for anybody coming in, or it will provide housing for people to move up, to move down. So that'll help fill the void. And then there's a 40 lots left in the development in South Ellis that is being purchased by a developer. And they'll be working with contractors as well as potentially building some homes themselves. But, there aren't any streets in over there. There aren't any utilities in. So that's going to take some time as well. So the housing to the east of the technical college that's going up right now, if you drive out by there, there's a lot of activity. M&D is moving dirt, putting in sanitary sewer, putting in water lines. Midwest Energy will soon be putting in electrical and gas lines. And so there's a lot of activity over there. We're thinking March, April kind of time frame to get the streets in. And that's the point where some homes could start being constructed. So, best case scenario there, we're looking at mid to late summer of 2021 before we have any actual homes that will be done in that development. I am 100% confident that if there were 16 homes over there right now, they'd all be sold within a 60-day period, just based on demand. But, you know, you got to start someplace. And so these two developments hold a lot of promise, I think, to help alleviate some of the shortage of housing in Ellis County. I think they're going to be homes in the right price range. And so really eager to get those going so we can work on some other things.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I'm curious, too, about the, you know, it's really easy to be excited about these bigger projects, but are we seeing that contractors or developers are kind of snagging up the single lots and doing some construction that way that's helping alleviate this problem, or do we have a need there?
The answer to that is yes on both questions. We have a need, and the contractors are picking up a lot of lots, particularly in the northwest area, but some on the east side of town as well, in Hayes, and building some homes. Most of them priced at $300,000 or more, so that wow. doesn't really hit the niche that we're trying to fill in the other aspect. But if you look at, I haven't seen the final numbers for building permits for homes in 2020 versus 2019, but I know through part of December, we were about double the number of permits, and so the number of homes that had been either built or started to be built in 2020 was about double the previous year. So the market, you know, the demand is being met at certain levels, but we're not hitting that sweet spot of price range for what, you know, we might deem as affordable housing. You know, everybody's got their own definition of what affordable housing is, but certainly. There haven't been any homes constructed in Ellis County in the last several years that I'm aware of that have been below that $250,000 price range mark. Now, that being said, we have some real challenges with material costs right now because they have skyrocketed. And so in talking with contractors and with the people that work at the lumber yards and that kind of thing, this presents some challenges to build homes that are in that affordable range as well when the cost of materials have increased anywhere from probably $5,000 to $15,000 per house.
Wow. Yeah, I went to a price of 2x4 the other day and was shocked by the price. It was double what I'd looked at the last time, which had probably been a few years back, but it was still pretty surprising to me.
Well, I was looking at a chart from the National Association of Home Builders, and they produce charts and information regarding the cost of lumber per board foot. And last June, it was in the $300 per board foot range, whatever that means, whatever that metric is. And right now, it's almost $900.
Oh, wow.
So that's a tripling in price, and they have one of the problems that has been a problem are tariffs from Canadian lumber. There were tariffs on that lumber. They have been reduced from 20% down to 9%, but maybe they'll be, you know, potentially eliminated, which would provide some relief in the material cost area. But and it's not just lumber. I've talked to electricians, and the cost of electrical supplies and equipment has gone up. And so it's a challenge all the way around.
Yeah, sounds like to me it's really hard to hit that sweet spot, as you say, on that pricing just because of exterior and outside factors.
It is, and in particular that 175 number becomes very difficult to hit. Now, in the Heart of America development, we've done everything we can to enhance affordability. You've got a philanthropic developer who is willing to develop this project with really no profit motive in mind. They just would like to recover their money. We've got and so they priced the lots at a very low level, so that the builders can pass that on to homeowners. We've got the city and county and school district have been willing to forego their property tax portion of what they would be entitled to under normal circumstances in order to promote affordable housing, so there won't be any special assessments on any of those lots. So it's a community effort to try and get it going. But sometimes external factors, as you noted, kind of change the situation on you, and there aren't a lot of things we can do about that.
Yeah. You know, I'm curious, too, this isn't directly related to housing sales, but we've seen a lot of construction on like apartment complexes, smaller multi-unit rental places. How is that impacting the market, or is that really just a separate kind of thing?
It impacts the market a little bit, depending on what is built. So much of the new construction has been geared around the student population. So that's a bit of a different market. But if you look at what communities our size typically need in additional housing units on an annual basis, whether they be rental properties or new home construction, we've been well below what is needed for quite some time. And, you know, I get people argue with me all the time that say, you know, we don't need any more housing. We don't need any more rental properties. We've got too many now. We've got vacant places. And the facts don't bear that out. The statistics say otherwise. And so we have not done, I don't think there were any multifamily permits pulled in 2020. Maybe one duplex or something like that, but we haven't had construction of what we would consider, like traditional apartments where you've got 4, 8, 12, whatever number of units going up at one time for a long time. And there's probably some opportunity in that range. And I know that, the Overland Park Group has purchased the Wilson School property, and they're going to be doing some things there sometime in the not too distant future. That'll add some affordable housing to the market. And they've done a nice job with the properties they have down in the south part of Hayes. But we have a little bit of a shortage of rental properties in certain niches. And so maybe we'll see some more of that as well.
Yeah, so it sounds like opportunity is always a good thing. I think it's better for us to, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong here, have the opportunity and the need to have the houses rather than be on the other side and have houses just sitting empty and waiting for demolition.
Well, absolutely. I've been on the other side of housing demand before, and it's not a fun place to be when you have empty units and mortgage payments to make and property taxes to pay. So it can be a fine balance for sure. But certainly right now, all things being considered, we have a strong need for basic housing, and it presents us some issues with workforce, retention of, recruiting of. We have low unemployment in Ellis County in spite of the pandemic, and so any organization looking to expand here is going to look at Ellis County and say, We don't have any place for people to live, and you don't have a ready, available workforce. We have some other options, and we're going to look elsewhere. So that presents a challenge.
Absolutely. Well, Doug, I tell you, we're very quickly running out of time. We wanted to talk a little bit about the Travel Plaza, because that infrastructure is continuing, but I guess we'll have to push that off to next week. I look forward to hearing some updates about that. But any last thoughts real quick before you go?
I wanted to mention we're getting close to completing our improvements down at Breed Space and adding some things that are really going to make it even that much more attractive. There's a lot of reasons to be down there already, but some of these improvements are going to even add additional resources for people. So we invite anybody to come down and take a look and look at the progress that's being made and some of the things that we have to offer, because we really do think we've got an alternative for people looking for office space.